This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Hundreds of protesters, including dozens of women, were in the streets Tuesday in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul, chanting anti-Taliban slogans as they protested Taliban rule of the country and what they say is Pakistan's involvement. The Taliban allowed some of the groups to walk through the streets, but they fired warning shots into the air in at least two locations, according to local media reports and video footage captured by mobile phones that are circulating on social media. Multiple men in dark clothing fired the shots to disperse hundreds of protesters gathered outside Pakistan's embassy in Kabul. It's a name that for most of the Western world will not roll off the tongue at first, but assuredly in the time to come will be as familiar as Ashraf Ghani or Hamid Karzai. The Taliban announced their new cabinet just hours ago. Sarahuddin Haqqani, the son of the founder of the Haqqani Network, designated as a terrorist organization by the United States, will be the new interior minister. The Taliban's main spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahid, made the announcement at a news conference in Kabul. Pointing accusingly at climate change, President Joe Biden was in New Jersey on Tuesday to tour the deadly Northeast flood damage and said that he was thinking about all the families who suffered profound losses from the powerful remnants of Hurricane Ida.
For decades, scientists have warned of extreme weather, with more extreme, and climate change was here and we're living through it now. We don't have any more time.
After his stop in New Jersey, Mr. Biden planned to visit New York City to survey the aftermath there as well and call for federal funding to fortify infrastructure. This is VOA News. Survivors of Islamic State Group's 2015 attack on Paris and those who mourn the 130 people killed that night are bracing for a long-awaited trial that starts this week in Paris. A cell of nine Islamic State militants armed with automatic rifles and explosive vests left a trail of dead and injured at the National Stadium. Paris bars and restaurants and a concert hall were all a part of the tragedy associated with November the 13th, 2015. President Biden is in New York today, and with more on that information, that story, here is Mike Gracia.
Gracia reporting President Biden will get a firsthand look today at storm damage in New Jersey and New York. President Joe Biden travels to New Jersey and New York today to view damage caused by the remnants of Hurricane Ida last week. At least 50 people were killed in six eastern states, including 27 in New Jersey, as record rainfall hit last Wednesday. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
God rest the souls of those we lost. Keep their families in your prayers.
After touring a neighborhood in hard-hit Manville, New Jersey, Biden will visit a neighborhood in Queens, New York. On Monday, the president approved major disaster declarations for six counties in New Jersey and five in New York affected by last week's devastating flooding. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The 20th anniversary of 9/11 is just days away now, and Muslim Americans who grew up under the shadow of 9/11 have faced hostility and surveillance, mistrust and suspicion. There's also found ways to fight back against bias. Shukri Olo is a candidate for the King County Council in the state of Washington.
Our goal is 35,000. Yeah.
You know, as a candidate, especially who is visibly Muslim in front of cameras, right, that I have to be cautious about kind of how I conduct myself, because I know that for some people, it'll be the first time that they meet a Muslim or engage with a Muslim. And I want to make sure that they know that, you know, whatever stereotype or image that they had is not the reality for many of us.
With the help of the United Nations, authorities in Iraq are taking measures to prevent voter fraud in national elections next month, according to the UN envoy to Iraq. However, Janine Hennis-Plaschert stressed the Iraqi political parties and candidates must abstain from intimidation.
The UN is...
The 2018 federal election saw the record low turnout with just 44% of the eligible voters. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.